probably not the result you was looking for. Yeah, it doesn't help us now, does it?
100% not. No, we're obviously relying on a miracle, and we're also relying on who we've played tonight to do us a favour come Saturday to keep our hopes alive. And judging on tonight's reaction, I'm not sure they're going to do that, but I suppose it's a bit different in terms of a relationship between, like, again, they're the games you want, really, in football, against your local derbies. But I suppose if it was the other way around, we'd be enjoying it. So that's just the harsh reality of it. But hopefully they'll be professional about it and want to keep the run going of winning tonight. But that's on them. And we shouldn't be in a position where we're relying on others, because ultimately that's what we're doing now, and that's not good enough. It's gone on too long. Again, we feel like we've moved forward as a group, but obviously not moved forward in terms of a league position and a league standard, and that's ultimately not good enough. And I've just said to the lads in there, take responsibility as a collective, as I always have, and I'll face the music, and I'll be looking and trying and working as hard as I possibly can to make sure things are right, because, again, like you say, we've been on the right track. Everything about the effort and the commitment and everything has been there, but ultimately we've failed at the moment, and we're relying on a miracle.
You was holding your own until the sending off.
Yeah.
That was the turning point, really, and it was, I think it was very, very harsh on Dylan, to be honest.
Yeah, it's one of them. It's just, for Dylan, as a young lad, he's just got to take it on the chin and learn, because that's football nowadays, in terms of when you're going for challenges like that. Some referees, like, again, we've seen in non-league football, they do it non-league, and they'll probably bring a yellow out or not do anything. Others can't wait to get the red out in scenarios like that. But the key thing is obviously he does learn from it. It's just disappointing, because I felt from, like you say, you come away from home, local derby, first half, we were holding our own. Second half, we really fancied it, and we were on top. And the sending off, unfortunately, has just gave them that little bit more of a foothold on a game which I didn't think they'd have had in the second half, and we felt like there was going to be one winner. But we're not blaming Dylan for where we stand, or even anything like that, because it's the course of the season. It's where we are and where we reflect on and what we do. We've been working hard, and he's been trying as hard as anybody, because and that's what he does, and I do feel sorry for him that's happened to him tonight, and I'm sure he's feeling that as well. But it's just a disappointing night for Gresley, because the fans were out in force, and I felt we were going to get something from the game, and we had the belief and confidence we were going to win it. I felt like we were a better side in the second half before that, but it's the collective now.
You are blank Saturday before the final game at Corby. Are any other players that are missing likely to be back? Josh?
Yeah, we'll get Josh
John
back.
King.
We'll get Kingy back. And it's just, that's one thing I've said to the lads in there. We've let ourselves down in terms of that, because we need everybody at it. We need that consistency, and that's what it's built on. And we can make excuses to why it's not been there, but the ultimate factor is it's not been good enough, and we know that, and I know that. And the summer now is about making sure we've got a Gresley side that is together there every single game, every single training session throughout the summer. Those that want to do a bit in between, I won't be stopping in terms of being there for people and doing bits as and when I can. I've always been like that. Any young lad who wants to do anything with me, I'll do it. And we just need to reflect and be honest and accept that that's not good enough. We know that, and we are relying on a miracle. We'll go, if that does happen come Saturday, if results do go our way somehow and it goes to that last game of the season, we'll be ready. But it's out of our hands if they go and win on Saturday. So, but that still doesn't change the fact that we're looking to respond against Corby and go out on a high and do it properly, because we've been trying to do that over the last few weeks, and ultimately we just fell short.